Still trying to keep Russia out of Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The United States, in lockstep with our allies and partners, including Poland, has offered Mr. Putin a path away from crisis.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Poland the day after President Biden warned the risk of invasion is very high and maybe just days away, which Russia dismisses as hysteria while continuing to flex its military muscle. Fox's Simon Owen explains live.
Dave, Russia's military just announced it will conduct large-scale exercises involving its nuclear forces tomorrow, with President Putin personally overseeing the drills. The exercises are expected to see Russia test firing weapons, including intercontinental ballistic missiles. Putin's spokesperson says the drills are routine, and he dismissed suggestions this show of strength might further raise tensions over Ukraine. Dave?
Simon, at the Senate, where Russian sanctions are being considered, a vote to prevent another crisis.
On this vote, the yeas are 65, the nays are 27.
Approving another round of short-term funding to again avert a government shutdown. And Canada has promised to further crack down on weeks-long trucker protests against COVID mandates.
Two key leaders of the Freedom Convoy were arrested Thursday. It was after police threatened action if they didn't leave central Ottawa. Tamara Leach and Chris Barber have been the most visible leaders of the trucker convoy.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman, indicted by the special counsel who is investigating the origins of the Trump-Russia probe, is asking a court to dismiss the line of the FBI charge, calling it politically motivated. The same day Hillary Clinton addressed the New York Democratic Convention.
We can't get distracted, whether it's by the latest culture war nonsense or some new right-wing lie on Fox or Facebook.
Saying the more former President Trump gets in trouble, the more they come after her. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's sentencing day for Kim Potter, the now ex-Minnesota police officer convicted of manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright last year. Potter shot and killed him during a traffic stop struggle, mistakenly thinking the gun in her hand was her taser. She could get 7 years in prison. Potter's defense wants a lighter sentence, maybe probation. Also in Minnesota, a funeral for another black man killed by police.
Amir Locke was eulogized by family members still grieving his loss and still angered by the manner in which he died. Locke was shot by SWAT team members serving what's been called a no-knock warrant. Locke was not being sought, but was shot with a gun in his hand as officers entered. Locke's aunt, Linda Tyler, condemned the tactic.
No-knock warrants have taken more lives than they have saved. And usually those lives are people of color.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has come under some scrutiny for allowing the use of such warrants. Governor Tim Walz, who has called for limits on their use, was in attendance. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after a sell-off. The Dow's biggest drop this year, 622 points. NASCAR is all set for its most famous race of the year.
It came down to the last lap, but a wreck took out leader Joey Logano, making way for Chris Buescher to pull his number 17 RFK Racing Ford into victory lane in the second blue-green vacation duel Thursday, setting the field behind the front row for the Daytona 500. Buescher happy but apologetic when talking to Fox Sports.
And trying to throw a block there at the end. I don't want to get into him, just trying to pull down and get in front of the 15 there.
A sweep for RFK Racing as new driver and co-owner Brad Keselowski scored the victory in the first duel of the night to start in third on Sunday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
At the Olympics, Eileen Gu won another gold, her third medal in Beijing, this time in women's ski halfpipe. She's American born and raised, but her mother's Chinese, and Gu is representing China, not the U.S. Team USA not medal today. It's still at 21. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.